think it's like the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. So I love watching that video because anytime I get stressed out, I just watch it. It's 5 seconds long and it's just absolutely wonderful. Six, whatever. It's short. Anyways, my name is Kyle and I'm on staff here at High Point. And before we get started, Nick Abel, please forgive me. Keep your chair there. Don't throw it at me. But how about the King of the Hill game on Friday? Couple mixed feelings coming from the crowd. Hey, Rogers, good job on winning the game. And ER, I mean, you know, better luck next year. Although I'm not going to lie, it's kind of nice to hear about a high school rival football game that isn't like a blowout. Because I grew up with blowout football games. I went to Auburn Riverside High School, go Ravens. Awesome. And we would play Auburn High School, and Auburn Riverside was atrocious at football, and Auburn High was really, really, really good. And so it was always like, oh yeah, Auburn rival game. And it was more like Auburn Riverside gets crushed by Auburn every year. So good job making it, you know, a nice close game this year. So this week we are going to finish our series called Jump that we've been going through. So the first week, Gary started talking about how we try to create a place at High Point that's church for everybody. That it's not necessarily just about us who are here, but trying to make church a comfortable place where people who don't know Jesus or aren't used to the church saying feel comfortable coming and hanging out with us and asking questions and feeling comfortable. And then last week, he talked about friendship and loneliness and kind of how to be a good friend and how to work in those situations. And this week, I'm going to finish off by talking about stress and busyness, specifically like why we are so busy, like why we as a culture need to be so busy, and what we can do about it to become less stressed. And the reason this is important is because busyness and stress, I don't know if you've noticed, but busyness and stress has just become a normal part of our culture. Like, it's pretty normal for somebody to have a huge list of commitments and involvements, and so we sort of think that life can't be lived any less stressfully, but I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. So, go ahead and turn to somebody next to you and say, I am stressed about something. Fill in the blank. What are you stressed out about? All right, switch people if you haven't already. All right, well, apparently I stressed the curtain crew out, so I guess I'm at fault for some of that. But that's okay. But for me, the thing that I get stressed out about the most is work. I'm always stressed out about work. Even in college, when I was like in school, I was still stressed out about what job I had. And because I used to work at LA Fitness, I did sales at LA Fitness. And so when I would work there, I would get really stressed out. And when I get stressed out, there are certain characteristics that I develop and that my housemates and my friends have told me that I develop. So the first one of those is that I get super moody. I have mood swings like crazy. I will be in a great bubbly mood and something like that, and then all of a sudden like my shoe will come untied, and then I'll just melt down. Like, it's just like the saddest thing. I turn into a little sad puppy, and it's the worst. Or like a bug flies and hits me in the face, and then I get all mad, like the whole world is against me. So mood swings is the worst thing. The second thing is that I get kind of random cravings sometimes, like for food. Like when I get stressed out, I just want certain kinds of food. And that's just what it's like fair scones. Fair scones were my big thing this last 2 weeks. I think you guys know where I'm going with this illustration, but that's okay. Fair scones were my big thing. And Emily Rice was my huge savior this week for my fair scone craving because she brought a whole bag of them to my house. And I was super happy. That was one of my happy moments. My mood swung to a happy side. And the last characteristic that I develop is I'll wake up in the morning sometimes and I'll just be sick to my stomach. Now, it might be because I'm stressed out or it's because I'm lactose intolerant and I eat ice cream before I go to bed. So basically, when I get stressed out, I act like I'm pregnant. So that's really awesome because that means there's two pregnant acting people living in my house right now. Because if you didn't know, I live with Gary and Jordan and then Lindsay, who is pregnant. And then Jad, and then Kevin, yeah. Sorry, bro. Yeah, so that's who I live with, and so there's two of us who are pregnant in there due to stress, whatever. So anyways, you're just stressed out too, Lindsay? Oh, okay, cool. So anyways, Stress is partly just hugely caused by busyness. Stress is caused by busyness. And the fact that we are just way too busy and we try and pack way too many things into our schedules. And so that's going to be your first fill-in today, is that stress comes from trying to be involved everywhere. Involved is the fill-in. There you go. So this is something that Gary kind of talked about last week with friendships and how sometimes we can have a ton of different friends. We can have a large number of friends, but we can have very few close friendships. And even that when we have a lot of friends, we can still feel really alone because we don't have any deep friendships with anybody. And it works kind of the same way when we have too many commitments, when we're committed in too many areas. When, like for instance, if you play a sport, you're in drama, you play in a band, like you might play in our worship band or in a school band or something like that. You maybe want to have friends. Those are kind of a fun thing to have every once in a while. Maybe you want to eat dinner at home. I don't know if you guys like to eat. But your schedule is just so full that you don't feel like you're ever actually succeeding at something or really pouring or developing in any one area. So that can happen when we get just too busy. And this point really hit home for me last week when Gary was talking about having too many friends and not that many close relationships and feeling lonely despite having so many friends, because I was homeschooled up until high school. Ha. Don't worry, Kevin and I turned out okay, so we're good to go. But so I was homeschooled up until high school, so I didn't have like a ton of friends outside my neighborhood. And so when I went to high school, I was like, all right, my goal is to meet a ton of people and not let any of them know that I was homeschooled. And so people would be like, oh man, your name's Kyle, cool, I've never met you before. Where'd you go to middle school? And I'd be like, oh yeah, no, where'd you go to middle school? You went to Mount Baker? Okay, no, I went to North Taps Middle School. Yeah, that's where I went to middle school. And then somebody else would be like, oh dude, no, I went to North Taps, I've never seen you before, where did you go? I was like, oh no, actually, I went to like Cascade Middle School. And so I'd go around and nobody actually knew anything about me because I kept lying to all of them because I didn't want them to know I was homeschooled. When the reality was that I just went to school in my basement, so that's okay. I got to sleep in all the time. It was actually really cool. Yeah. But the sort of consequence of that and me having a large number of friends was that, like, now I don't talk to any of my high school friends. And I don't really even talk to any of my college friends. And I literally just graduated from PLU like a few months ago. But it's because I spent so much time trying to be as involved as possible in so many different things and have too many different friends that I was just stressed out all the time and I never built any real deep relationships. So why are our schedules so busy? Why do we feel the need to be busy all the time? One thing that I've sort of realized is that we really want our lives to look impressive to other people, right? Like we want to have really impressive resumes when we apply to different places. Because I'm sure you guys have all heard that college is really hard to get into, right? Like, it's tough. Or getting a certain kind of job is really, really difficult. Or trying to succeed as an adult, it's really hard. And people say that, oh, there's so many people competing for these different positions. You're never going to get that job unless if you're super involved all over the place. Your resume has to look a certain way and you have to be involved in a certain number of activities. Or if you want to play a sport in college, you have to do this certain kind of training that takes up your whole schedule. And so because we want to succeed, because we want to try and guarantee our success later in life, we fill up our lives right now so that we're just crazy, crazy busy. Because like I said, we try and guarantee success by being busy, just solely by being busy. But the truth is that we really can't guarantee anything. We can't guarantee that just because your resume looks awesome that you're going to get into UW, or that because you have a certain amount of work experience that you're going to get a specific kind of job. We just can't guarantee any of that. But we still try to anyways. So the author of Proverbs, I really like the way that this is stated. So it's Proverbs 23, verse 4. And it says, don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. I like the last line. Be wise enough to know when to quit. And that's kind of counterintuitive to our culture today, right? Like people are always telling us quitting is bad. Don't be a quitter, right? How many of you have heard don't be a quitter? Don't quit, right? Basically everybody, I mean the lights are in my ass, so I can't really see all of you, but basically everybody raised their hand. Don't be a quitter. Everybody says don't quit. Be as involved as possible. Always take on new responsibilities. Always be doing everything you possibly can and then never quit anything. But in Proverbs it says, be wise and know when to quit. Be wise and know when your schedule is too packed. Be wise when you know that you have too much going on in your life and you're just stressed and it's just causing stress. It's okay to quit some things. There's a book I read a little while ago called Love Does, and it's by an author named Bob Goff. And one of the chapters he talks about every single Thursday he would quit something. That sounds kind of weird, right? every single Thursday, he would just quit something. He would say, "Well, I can't, he would just quit something in his life to try and basically go on a diet and create free time in his life and relieve some stress. So think about that. That's kind of a weird concept, right? Like quitting something once a week. But I want you guys to think about, if you had to quit something this Thursday, what would you quit? What would you do? You all said school. That's awesome. But things more what I was thinking are things like using Twitter, for instance. Because I know for me, Twitter takes up a ton of time. And I don't even tweet anything, so I don't know why Twitter takes up such a huge portion of my life when I just like sit and look at what people post. But like that's something that I would quit, is using certain kinds of social media. Or maybe you would quit hanging out with a certain couple friends who aren't really helping you grow at all. They're just sort of people you hang out with that take up time. Or maybe you would quit playing Skyrim. No? Okay, well, it was worth a shot. But be wise enough to know and to quit. Be wise enough to know when your schedule is just too busy that you need to cut some things out. Because building a resume, having an impressive life to where people go, "Man, you're so involved in so many different things, that's really cool." Having that is not so important. You should sacrifice like health or your well-being as a whole. So we like to be involved. We like to try and build our resume to have control, right? We want to have control. We want to guarantee that we can get a job or get into school. And the more stressed we get is kind of when we realize that we don't have control of a certain situation anymore and we can't be certain of the outcome. So that's going to be your next fill-in. Is stress is a lack of certainty. So living in the unknown is scary, right? We can sort of agree on that. That's why I get scared at scary movies, is because I don't know what the outcome is going to be. The guy's walking down the stairs in the creepy house after the ghost. He's getting ready to open the closet door. And right at this point, I'm starting to freak out in the movie. I'm like, I don't know what's going to be on the other side of the door. Is there going to be a dead person, or is it just going to be like an empty room, or what? But the unknown scares us. The unknown is scary. So we have a lack of certainty. That's what causes stress. So like I said, I used to work at LA Fitness doing sales. I sold memberships. And so if you ever have an opportunity to do sales, don't do it. It's not really worth it. It was kind of fun because I got to see some of you guys as I worked there. So that was kind of cool. But doing sales is really not that fun, and it's super duper stressful. And the main reason it was stressful for me was because it's a commission-based job. If you don't know what that is, that's your paycheck is solely based on how much you sell. So every time I sold a membership, I would make a certain percentage of the total that they paid. So if there was a day that I didn't sell any memberships, which for me was quite a few days in a row, actually, I didn't make any money. And so it was really stressful to go, man, am I going to even get paid this pay period? Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Like, I'm working all the time, but I'm not making, like, I just don't know what to do. And there'd be some days that my boss would kind of get on my case. And so I don't know how this happened, but I ended up getting the desk right behind the general manager at the club. And so there'd be times where he'd be sitting at his desk, and he'd kind of look over his shoulder and goes, "Hey, Kyle, you haven't sold any memberships today. You're on shift for 3 more hours. You have to sell 3 memberships. And I was like, I haven't sold a membership in 3 days. How am I supposed to sell 3 memberships in 3 hours? And it was just so stressful because I couldn't control if anybody was going to come to the gym. There's just no control over if they were going to buy or anything. And then, so when stuff like that happened, I wasn't even certain I was going to have a job. And so living in the unknown is incredibly, incredibly stressful. Same thing kind of happens with like test results. I don't know if you guys, any of you have test anxiety like I do, but like you take a test and then you have to wait a week or more to get your test result. And I know especially in college, I would freak out for that week and I would be stressed out about my grade and the outcome and if I was going to have a good standing in the class or not. That always stresses me out. And sports scores. I'm sure a lot of you are stressed out, like I said, at the football game this week. But like for me, The Seahawks stress me out all the time. For instance, last week when we played the 49ers, I was stressed out for 2 weeks before that game. Football stresses me out so much that I was stressed before the regular season even started for that game because I didn't know the outcome. It was a completely unknown situation. So we want to be certain about the timing in our lives. We want to be certain about outcomes in our lives. But ultimately, we have no control over that. But the cool thing is that God has ultimate control over our situations. And 1 Peter talks about this. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. It says, "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." I'm going to read it one more time. "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." This is a really cool verse. I want you guys to underline a few different things. So first thing is humble yourself. So humble yourself. So when we're stressed out, it's because we are trying to have control. We're trying to control the situation. And like we just talked about, we can't do that. God can ultimately do that. So we have to release that and humble ourselves and just know that God's got control of it. There's a guy who's way smarter than me who explained it like this. And he said, if you're already stressed out about something, like for me it was work. I hadn't even started at LA Fitness yet and I was already stressed. And he's like, dude, if you're already stressed out about this situation that you're not even in yet, you're not trusting God at all. It's like you need to trust God, you need to humble yourself and know that God has complete control of it. So humble yourselves, know that God has control. Next thing is at the right time. Underline at the right time. We like to have control of the timing. I know I love to know exactly what's going on. But the truth is that God's timing is perfect, and at the right time, at his right time, he will lift you up and he will use you in the situation you're in. And ultimately, it's just because God cares about us so much. That's the reason he loves us like this. And it doesn't really matter if you're a Christian or a non-Christian, but God does not want you to go through this situation alone. Like, especially if you're here just checking out church for the first time and you just have a ton of stress in your life. God does not want you to go through that alone. That's why he's here. That's why he loves you so much. He cares about you so much that he wants to take that stress from you. He wants to use you in the stressful situation you're in. So if you're new to church, if you're just kind of checking this out, I would challenge you to let him. To let him take that stress from you. To let him use you in the stressful situation you're in. A cool thing about stress is that a lot of times we like to see it as a really negative thing. The stress is really bad. But the truth is that God is trying to teach us something about us through stress. So a pretty famous pastor, his name is Rick Warren, he explains it like this. He says, "Since God intends to make you like Jesus, he will take you through some of the same experiences that Jesus went through. That includes loneliness, temptation, stress, criticism, rejection, and many other problems." So that turns stress into a completely positive light. It says that sometimes we go through stress, or we're lonely, or we're tempted, or we get rejected, not as punishment, but because God is trying to make us more and more like Jesus. So that really turns it all the way around and makes stress a really cool opportunity for us to learn. There's a command in the Psalms that I want to read also. Psalms 46, verse 10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation, and I will be honored throughout the world." Underline, be still. That's a huge command, is to be still and to relax. It goes off what we just read in 1 Peter. God says, dude, calm down. I have control of the situation. Apparently God is a surfer. He says, dude, but whatever. Be still. Calm down. Know that I'm God. Know that I'm in control. Know that at the right time, I'm going to lift you up. Because ultimately, I'm going to be honored. God says that he is going to be honored through whatever situation you're going through. That you're in that situation because God is going to use you in the midst of you being stressed out, in the midst of you being worried, in the midst of you being uncertain. God is going to use you. That doesn't make going through stress easier by any means. Stress is tough. Being in a tough situation is never fun. But we need to look for, what is God trying to teach us? What is God trying to show us? What can I be doing in the midst of this crazy, crazy situation? And this verse and this sort of concept really humbled me recently, because like I said, I worked at LA Fitness and I did not like it at all. There were lots of days where I wanted to just walk in and throw my polo at my boss and walk out in, you know, big majestic form with an explosion happening in the background or something really cool to make it epic. Not that I wanted to blow up LA Fitness, but not that, but just that, you know, something cool that would have, you know, made me look like an action hero. But I wasn't able to quit. I wasn't, you know, I needed to have a job. I needed something to do. And I would pray, I'd be like, hey, God, you know, I really don't want to work here anymore. It'd be really nice if you could, like, give me a different job because LA Fitness really stresses me out. And God was like, no, stay at LA Fitness. I have stuff for you to do here. And I was like, but God, yeah, like, I really don't want to be here. And God was like, just stay there for a little bit. You have something I need you to do. And I was like, well, fine. I kind of like was never really excited to be at LA Fitness. I'd walk in, hands in my pockets, head down, not really like trying to interact with other people, just trying to go there, put in my hours, and go home. But through me being there, I'm like the only Christian that worked there. And so that was kind of fun and interesting. But there was a guy who I met working there, and he isn't really a Christian, but is curious about the Jesus thing. He wants to check it out. He is sort of curious about the Bible and things like that. And so he figured out I was a Christian, and he would just kind of walk up to me sometimes randomly and just like ask me a question about guys like, hey, so, Kyle, what's the deal with like the devil and Satan? And I would just be like, you want me to explain it right now? Or like, can I get back to you? And so he'd ask me questions like that, and then I would do my best to answer, and he'd be like, oh, okay, cool, see you later. I'll just be like, that's it? Like, you're just going to ask me like a deep question like that and just walk away? I was like, sweet, awesome. And so he did that for a period of like probably 2 weeks, and then it just kind of came out. So I got to share my testimony with him and share my story, and I got to ask him a lot of questions about his life, where he's been, what he believes, what he thinks. And he was like randomly super open for a guy I'd only known for like a week and a half. So it was really cool. And then actually 2 weeks ago, I got to go to church with him on Friday night. And so it was cool to look back on it and go, man, God, like I did not want to be there. Like I did not want to do anything cool. I wanted to like literally show up and put my hours in and go home and not talk to anybody. And in spite of me being kind of a butthole and not wanting to work very hard, God still used me through that. And in the midst of all of our stressful situations, that's what we have to look for, is what is God trying to teach us? How is God trying to use us in that situation? So I want you guys to take a second and stop here. So think about what's stressing you out right now. What situation are you in that's stressful? What situation is going on in your life that you're not a really big fan of? And then I want you guys to think about who could I be reaching? What could I be doing for God in this situation? How could I be learning or changing or sharing my testimony with somebody else? Who am I overlooking because I'm stressed out? So I want you guys to think about that for just a sec. So finally, as we start to close, we've talked about why we're busy, why we think we need to be busy, why we're stressed out, why our schedules are crazy. And now I want to give you guys an action step or sort of a way to take something away from today and help move forward in the stressful situations in your life. So your final fill-in is going to be stress is relieved by action. Stress is relieved by action. This apparently is contrary to popular opinion that stress is relieved by procrastination. I know I went through all of high school and college thinking that if I just, you know, hung out on Facebook or played Call of Duty, that all my stresses would go away. And that's not really true. Because if you have a ton of homework to do, and then you sit on Skyrim or you click things on Pinterest for like 3 hours, then at the end of that 3 hours, you still have all of your homework to do, and it's the middle of the night. So you're still stressed out, right? You haven't accomplished anything, and you're still stressed. So stress is relieved by actually taking action and moving forward. And with that, stress is actually relieved by quitting. Kind of like we talked about earlier, it can actually be really healthy to cut things out of your life, to make your schedule not so busy and crazy. So what I want to do right now is I want you guys to, on your outlines, find a space in the margin on the side, and I want you guys to make a list of 3 or 4 things that you value the most. Things that you value the most. Friends, family, your puppy dog, your followers on Instagram, whatever you value the most, write it down there. 3 or 4 things on the side. And then next to that, or wherever there's space, I want you guys to write another list of the things that you spend the most time doing. So my lists look kind of like this. The things I value the most are spending time with my family, spending time with my friends and my housemates. I love being here with you guys. That's a huge thing I value. And then I also value like food and stuff like that. That's gonna be real. I really love food. So those are things I value: family, friends, hanging out with you guys, being here at High Point, and food. Things I spend most of my time doing are working, being stressed out about working, being worried about working, and then hanging out with people. So my lists aren't even close to being aligned, right? The things I value and the things I spend time doing do not match up at all. I don't know, for me personally, that's one thing that adds stress to my life, because there's only so many hours in a day, right? And so if we spend a bunch of time doing stuff that we don't really care about and our values get left kind of by the wayside, that causes stress. So I want you guys to look at your lists, and do they match up at all? Or are there things you guys could do to manipulate your schedules? Are there things you could do, different areas in your life, where maybe you should cut out an activity or two? Maybe you should not be as involved in as many different organizations just because you need to focus on a couple more, or on a couple. Because what I want you guys to get this week is that it's okay to quit, and it's okay to relieve some of that stress in your life. But ultimately, whatever situation you're in, you need to take action. And when you're in the midst of that stressful situation right now, know that, like if it's at work, if you're stressed out about being at work, know that you're not working for your employer. If you're stressed out about your sports right now, you're not playing for your coach. You're stressed out about your grades. You're not learning for your teacher, or you're not learning for your parents. Ultimately, you're working and performing and playing and learning for God. I would butcher trying to explain this. I'm going to explain it through Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. And it says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." Okay? So it doesn't matter what situation you're in, you're working for God. And that's how we need to look at this. And that's another way to view stress in a more positive light. When I was at LA Fitness, I was never working for my general manager. I was never working for the guy who was paying me. I was ultimately there working for God. And when I was working for God, that's when I got the opportunity to share my faith with somebody else. So look for that in your guys' situations. How can you view your situation as working for God rather than working for people? Verse 24, it says, "Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as a reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. But if you do what's wrong, you'll be paid back for the wrong you've done, for God has no favorites." So in the situation you're in the stress that you're in, remember that you're working for God. Remember that he has a much bigger plan than just you being miserable. Work hard at whatever you do. The very last thing. I know when I said we were closing like 10 minutes ago, but now we're actually like, my notes are this much longer. When I was at the gym, I would see a bunch of crazy t-shirts. And I know there's like a Nike one floating around right now that says "lazy but talented." That's such a dumb t-shirt. Why would you ever wear something that says, "Oh, I'm lazy. I have a lot of talent and I could be really good, but I'm lazy"? Because I would love to have been more talented at tennis. That would have been so nice. I would have worked so hard if I was more talented. But don't admit that to me. That just makes me sad. But I do see some cool t-shirts too. Like there was one I saw, was a bright red Adidas t-shirt, and it said, "No pressure, no diamonds." And I was like, man, that's a really good, that's cool. And I think it illustrates this concept of stress really well. There are times where God puts us through stress, that we're in stressful situations, and it's not very fun. We're under pressure, we're under a lot of heat, and it's not awesome. But through that situation, God is trying to shape us and mold us into something more beautiful and perfect. So look for that.